New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mystery, talking conspiracies, curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur, defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mongmind sightings, government denies, take clone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the lethal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found.
Welcome back to the shack. Ooh, we're back in here. Ain't this wonderful?
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the shack where we're advocating raising quail, homesteading, homeschooling your children, getting them out of the government's hands and back into yours. Raise your own kids without the help of the state because they just want to corrupt and indoctrinate. And we're against that. Raising the natural way. Through God's vision. Through kindness and letting their imaginations flow and not letting them be stuck in school for 8 hours a day, for the majority of their whole childhood being forced into a box of how they're supposed to live on Earth, because none of it's true.
Some of the schools are longer than 8 hours now.
And it's awful. Yep. They need your children's energy and they would harvest it and they live off it because they're all demons at the top. The people who organize all this. Yes.
Not being funny, when I had a factory job, I would bounce my thoughts back and forth between wrecking my car into a pole or taking it out on other employees.
Yeah, it's probably not good feelings.
Well, that's why
have.
I quit.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea to quit.
My boss was like, well, we really like you. We want to keep you. And I'm like, somebody will die in the next 6 months.
If I keep making cookies here.
Oh, gosh.
Was that the same place?
I made bags.
Okay.
Cookies went in.
Gotcha.
I wasn't a cookie maker.
Oh, you weren't on that line.
Did make Oreo filling 3 times, though.
Ugh. What is that stuff?
Well, the one time I did it, it was the vegan Oreos, which was gross because it was palm oil, which palm oil is hyper environmental destructive. The other Oreo filling, it was, now let's see if I can remember it enough. 1,200 pounds of lard. Keep in mind, these are industrial mixers, right?
Right,
making
huge batches.
Yeah. It was 1,200 pounds of lard, 50-pound blocks. So you like had to save your boxes to be like, how many is that?
How many is actually in there? Yeah.
Yeah. and then it was like 500 or 600 pounds of powdered sugar. It was 600 pounds of powdered sugar. It was half the pounds of lard. And then it was a 50-pound bag of mystery stuff.
Hmm. Interesting. Wonder what that was.
It was, it was Oreo's, like, secret recipe.
So human flesh.
I mean.
Human tissue.
I did find, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
It's okay, Daniel.
I was making a dumb joke.
Oh, okay. No, it probably is. I mean, to some degree, it probably is. That's what's in Pepsi and Coke.
Seen people sweating it.
It's human tissue. It's human baby tissue.
All right, let's not talk about that.
This falls under the moneker of natural flavoring.
Right, I mean, so technically,
stop eating processed food. Do not eat processed food. Get away from it. Stop buying it. Because if we stop buying it, they'll stop making it. That's how it works. The power lies within us to stop this monstrosity that's been going on in our entire lifetimes.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yes, and the power of Christ can help stop the production of processed food. But it is our own self. It's yourself. You have to fight the urge to buy those things or just use them as convenience. You know, we need to restructure our lives so we have time to cook things and prepare food for longevity. So we have food that we grown in our own backyard. So we know what's going into it. And it's not getting loaded with chemicals. Even though you buy it at the store, like a vegetable at the store, you think it's going to be safe and good for you because it's a veggie. But they didn't tell you that it's grown in ground that's soaked in chemicals that they spray with chemicals. So they don't actually have to get in there and get all the weeds out like a natural way to do it. They just spray chemicals on everything. And guess what? It ends up in that food. And we eat it, and they say it's healthy. Oh, I was going to do my Fauci impression, but I think he's old news. He's old news, and he's done horrible things to humanity, and gets paid very handsomely for it. He gets paid a lot of money. He's one of the highest paid officials in our government. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, Dr. Fauci has been one of the highest paid officials in our government, like his salary is. That's just wonderful. Way to reward one of the most evil men in caging up dogs, putting their heads in cages and filling it with, is it sand flies?
Sand flies.
And so they can eat the dog's head while it's still alive, and then he snipped their vocal cords so they can't bark, because guess what? That annoyed him. That's why he snipped their vocal cords. These suffering dogs are annoying him. But it's for science! For science! And he is the science, so we should listen to him, right? That's what they say. It makes sense, guys. Just listen to him. He's on TV, and he's paid a lot of money by the government. So everything he's saying has to be true and good for the goodness of humanity. That's what I think when I watch the television, because it knows everything. The television's never wrong. It's an accumulation of all the knowledge man knows, but only the truthful parts. And they put that on TV because anything other than that, they wouldn't do. That's unethical. Come on, guys. Get real. Wake up.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I don't even know what impression that was.
That was 8 minutes.
That was an indoctrinated U.S. citizen that just refuses.
That'll be the new intro.
That eats as much high fructose corn syrup as they can and think it's good for you.
My phone just did something really weird.
Well, it's probably listening to us, and then they're like, no, no, stop right. them. They're going to throw all off right. the structure.
Come on.
What?
I have a whole episode done.
What do you mean, come on? I'm coming.
All right.
I'm bringing it. We're here in the shack. Let's do this. What are we talking about today?
All right, so it's one of our practical skill episodes.
I'm listening. Go
this
on.
This is just the dumbest show ever.
It's the best show ever. This is the truth. This is where the power lies, brother.
I can't believe they haven't pulled the plug on it yet.
Not yet. They might pull my air plugs, though, on it.
No. So food preparation and
food prep.
Preserving of food. There's many ways to do it. We're going to talk kind of a guided walkthrough through one today. But make sure when you're doing this at home, get a cookbook for this, or it's canning. We're talking about canning. We're
gonna canning food
for beginners. but get a recipe book, or there's plenty of really good websites online that'll kind of guide you through. We're going to talk about the types of canning, how to do this kind of stuff. But canning for beginners, how to can food at home. So food preparation, I'm not a big believer in prepping, like extreme prepping.
Like doomsday prepping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it's pointless to an extent, especially where 99% of people live.
Okay, go on.
Because you're going to, if you're stockpiling that many resources and you're worried about people coming in and taking them, and you live in downtown or you live on the edge of town, like.
Well, yes, but yeah. Okay, go on.
But canning is a good way to preserve food. And how this normally worked or worked for a long, long period of time is that it's good for about a year. Canning does go much longer than a year, but the goal of canning was never to have years worth of food on hand. It was to have your, like, summer and spring, you can what's available to you at the time,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have it all year.
All and through the winter harsh months when there may be a drought, you know, there may be something that season where you'd be limited on food or resources.
We're very sick.
Yeah, I think they're... We may have been in another shack this weekend where they may or may not have had mold growing in the shower.
No, they
ceiling.
Did.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did. Okay. Yeah. That was an industrial shack, so to say.
That was.
Industrial size.
How can we
shack.
Build the biggest building for no money?
Or how can we inherit the biggest building and not take care of it at all?
So this is an article. All right. I'm going to move the mic a little bit.
Oh. For those who know, no.
For those who know, no. Canning for Beginners, How to Can Food at Home. This is by Robin Sweetster. Learning to can and preserve your own food. So I picked this article mostly because it's just a nice little introductory guide between like the types of canning, what type of food can go into canning supplies, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You ready to start?
Absolutely.
And I just had my first set of cans fail ever.
Like, oh.
Well, it was this from this past trip when we went to the other shack.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I did wrong, so maybe I'll learn something here.
Let's find out. Let's investigate.
I kind of think they may have froze at one point.
And popped. Depressurized.
Yeah. So what is canning? Think of canning as a form of cooking. Instead of cooking one meal for the immediate consumption, you're cooking food that can save and store for months. Why do this? Because canning allows you to capture the best flavor at the peak of season to enjoy all year long. So the second best corn I've ever had was Wilbur's dad's frozen corn. But I canned corn last year and I used it all for fresh garden corn. And it still tasted like it was just fresh.
It tasted better than my dad's?
Mm-hmm.
You want one?
A knuckle sandwich? enjoy all year. Imagine amazing taste of garden fresh tomato sauce in the middle of winter. Canning is a method to preserve fresh food in jars using high temperatures to kill the microorganisms and inactivating enzymes that could cause food to spoil.
Mm.
So it's a self-sterilization process with the sealing. The heating process pushes air from the jar, creating a vacuum when the jar cools. Without the air, the bacteria, yeast, mold will not grow and your food won't spoil. So even if there's spores of mold in there,
mm-hmm.
they won't have anything to activate. Not saying that the heat kills 99% of everything, but even if stuff is in there still left, like yeast and mold can kind of hang on sometimes, it can't grow without the O2.
Right. It needs that to continue to multiply.
Yeah. So when you're heating the can, I'll talk about it more in a second, but when the jar is cooking with the stuff, the food in it, all the air, because the air is expanding inside.
Right.
So it's sterilizing and pushing air out. When it cools, it's trying to recompress the air.
Trying to pull air back in.
Yeah. But the lid on top has a wax ring that'll lock it into place. All right. The two canning methods, water bath and pressure canning. I've only personally done water bath twice. I mostly do pressure canning.
Isn't pressure canning faster, or what's the difference? I guess
you can't do pressure canning for everything.
Okay.
And we'll get into that. You can produce properly and safely. Follow one of the methods: water bath canning or pressure canning. Which of the methods are used? It's depend on the acidity of the food you're canning.
Oh.
If your food you're canning is high or low in acid, in other words, does the food have a high pH or a low pH?
So it's an extreme on one end or the other.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
Yeah. A pH of 4.6 is the dividing line.
That's neutral?
Yeah.
Okay.
A pH higher than 4.6 means less acidity. Your food is more basic.
Mm-hmm.
And a pH lower than 4.6 means it's high acidity. We don't expect you to know the acidity level of every food. So there's information. You can find these charts. They have a chart here on this website. Like I read the name of it earlier. But you can find these canning charts everywhere. They're pretty good about being like, I want a canned beef stew. And it'll be like, roughly your beef stew is this, so you have to use this type of canning.
Mm.
Like generally speaking, I'm being very general. Your higher acidity foods, you know, you're going to water bath can. So your meats, like that kind of stuff, your stews, that kind of, generally speaking, on average, they're going to be water bath canning.
Mm.
All you need to know is low acidity food must be processed. Low acidity food, basic food, must be processed using high pressure canning, while high acidity food must be processed using either water bath canning or pressure canning. You must use pressure canning for low acidity food to prevent bacteria and toxins, which thrive in low acidity environments for surviving. Safety first.
Huh. I always thought like toxins and stuff excelled in more acidic environments.
No, so there are is it pro or you? I can't remember. There are several bacteria in low acidity basic conditions,
mm-hmm.
which for people have a misunderstanding between acidic and basic, because acids generally are, I guess, more dramatic
yeah.
in their reactions. There's prana solution, which is highly acidic.
Right, right.
So you think of acids as being the more dangerous one of the two. High levels of like
alkali,
are just as dangerous.
Absolutely. Isn't like cesium very like
basic? Probably
because it violently
reacts with water, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I could be wrong on that.
So there are several of these that thrive in low acidity environments.
Okay.
So there's pH scale. So this one is from Clemson University. Extension publication provided a good representation of common foods and where they fall in regards to the pH scale. The pH scale is not an endorsed of the food preservation by water bath and pressure canning. That's all they're saying is that that's one of the scales you can go look up. They're not endorsing it, but you know it's from Clemson University.
Okay.
Okay, ready to get into them?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hopefully people find this stuff fascinating. Well, this is real world skills.
Yeah, real world skills that we want everyone to be aware of and capable of doing for the betterment of your health.
Once again.
And for all of our health. Because if we're all healthy, we're all doing better together. And none of us are. And then that lessens the chance for any of us to go bankrupt from getting sick because we have a corrupt healthcare system that our government allows to be that way because they're probably. They are. The big pharma and the insurance companies are running them, are in control of them because they pay them.
So, and once again, we're not experts in any of this. Please do your own research and look up your own stuff.
Like absolutely.
You should do with any of the stuff we talk about.
Absolutely.
But, okay. Sorry. Stuffy nose. Water bath canning is the simpler of the two canning methods as far as the article goes. To me, it's the harder one.
Requires more.
I like pressure canning because now we have pressure cookers.
Well, why do you say it's harder though?
Well, again, okay.
Okay.
We have pressure cookers now. So when canning was really popular, you had to use a stovetop pressure cooker, which was a pipe bomb.
Yeah, essentially. Essentially.
And I'm not saying that your electric pressure cookers aren't pipe bombs, but they have several more safety features
and valves.
And when they explode, the lid generally just flies straight up.
Hmm.
The old pressure cookers with the giant two metal interlocking lids
would explode in every direction.
They were shrapnel grenades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the best thing to be around.
So water bath canning is often considered the simpler of the two methods, as it involves boiling your food in glass jars in a big pot of water. There are pots specifically designed for this called water bath canners or boiling water canners. You can buy them. I've seen them. You can buy them on Amazon, but Walmart always has a couple.
The big stoneware pots, basically.
They look like that, but they're not stoneware.
Oh, they're not?
They just make them look like that.
Hmm, okay.
They're very, anymore, the ones you get like at Walmart are very chintzy. They do the job, but
yeah.
They're like the metal will rust.
They just give it that outer coating that looks like stoneware?
Yeah, they're not stoneware.
Huh. Fooled me.
They are pretty, though. Yeah. They make them pretty. But you can get them at Tractor Supply, Walmart, like pretty much any of the box stores you can buy canning jars.
Yeah.
They'll have that.
You'll find the big old pots right beside them.
Yeah. This consists of a large pot, a rack insert, and a lid. However, large, deep pots will do as long as you have a rack that fits the inside and the lid. Water bath canning is the lower of the temperature canning processes, 212 degrees, which makes it only safe for high acidity vegetables and fruits. Remember that low acidity fruits will be processed in the pressure canner. So high acidity foods common are fruits, pickles, tomatoes, sauerkraut, relish, jellies, jams, salsas, marmalades, fruit butter. It's the acidity in these foods in addition to the time in the boiling bath that helps preserve for safety without using high pressure. If it's your first time canning, start with a boiling water bath method. Make some pickles or some yummy jelly. Jelly's pretty easy to make.
Mm.
It's very messy, but it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Water bath canning is not a big investment as pressure canning. It's much more straightforward. So let's call it the no pressure canning. You get it?
Yeah.
This was written by Robin. I'm going to guess she is in her 60s.
But we like Robin.
She writes some. I've looked at some of her other articles before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready for pressure canning?
Absolutely.
So this is one I am much more familiar with.
Okay.
So pressure canning involves the use of a pressure canner, which is a device that's consisting of a large pot, a rat insert, and a fitted lid with a digital or pressure valve, The high pressure created inside the canner will allow heat temperatures inside much hotter, like 240 degrees, which could be, it's way too hot for a water bath canner. This kills off almost any harmful bacteria, toxins, molds, and yeast. Low acidity vegetables such as green beans and corn must be processed at higher temperatures of 240 degrees at sea level. And this changes with how if you were super in the mountains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent the growth of bacteria, especially Clostridium botulism. To maintain a higher temperature, the proper length of time, you need to invest in a pressure canner, which allows you to get the job done. Nowadays, you can buy a pressure cooker that has a button for it.
Right, and you can just, hey, I want this temperature for this long.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Let me see when this is. I mean, this was just written this year. But, it probably doesn't do as good a job as that, but that's what I use.
Do you use an Instapot?
Is that thing called an Instapot?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the digital. Okay. So, I mean, those are very easy to access nowadays.
It's a pressure cooker. I mean.
Yeah. And they're very simple to use. They're user-friendly. So, I would recommend that for this.
Vegetables that are low acidity include artichokes, asparagus, carrots, corn, green beans, lima beans, mushrooms, okra, onions, peas, potatoes, pumpkins, and water squash in chunks.
Water squash? Interesting. Side note, though. Do you like okra?
No.
Me either. How do people enjoy that?
Now, the only time I had it where it was close was in Louisiana, and it was fried.
Yeah?
And it had a much more pleasant crisp, like a crunch to it.
Hmm.
I think in the north where we're from,
yeah,
all the okra is first off frozen before it's cooked.
Uh-huh.
And the people that are mostly cooking it don't know what they're doing.
Hmm.
So in the south where I had it and it was decent, I just don't like vegetables. Like that. I don't like green things.
Right.
But it was pleasant. I mean, it had a good crisp to it. It was fried okra was very, very pleasant in Louisiana.
Okay. But maybe I'll have to go down there and try it.
They were literally picking the pod things.
I've tried it twice up here in my life. First time I was like, I thought I was just fooled or was made bad. And then I revisited.
I'm going to assume that it's the difference is the frozen versus.
Probably.
The fresh.
Fresh. I mean, just as everything. Because
it was
most
slimy,
part.
Wasn't it?
I've mostly blocked it out. I just remembered it was unpleasant mouthfeel and it tasted horrible.
So the two or three times I've had it up here, it was slimy.
Interesting.
Like mushrooms, like fried mushrooms.
I'm not a fan of those either.
I put mushrooms in things and, in coffee. And
yeah.
That, but a fried mushroom is just like snot inside of bread.
Agreed. And the mushrooms you like put on pizzas? Not a fan. No, the canned stuff. What
is it, portobellos and shiitakes?
Well, the ones I just specifically means ones that are canned and sitting in that juice.
Those you're not supposed to, you shouldn't probably eat portobellos and shiitakes.
No, right. We know that. Yeah.
There's some definitely big issues with them. There are much healthier mushroom options. Like Lion's Mane, when I grew the one and we ate it, it had the lobster feel. Like it felt like meat.
Yeah.
All right. But fruits that are low acidity include cantaloupe and watermelon. All our fruits are high acidity, including berries, cherries, grapes, nectarines, oranges, peaches, and plums. Pressure canning is also used to preserve low-acid foods, such as meats, poultry, seafood, and chili, which also require high temperatures to raise the heat inside the jar above boiling and long enough to kill all harmful bacteria. Pressure canning can be fun and satisfying, but does require a canner. To get started, you'll need to follow directions. No ad-libbing.
No ad-libbing?
Yeah, no adding your own stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
If you'd like to preserve low acidity foods but don't have access to a pressure canner, consider preserving them in other ways. Broccoli, corn, green beans taste much better frozen, and they'll be better texture when prepared using your favorite recipes. So freezing works for different things. And then there's other things like freeze dryers, which are very, very expensive,
mm-hmm.
and dehydrators, which you can get a pretty nice one for $200.
Those are a lot more affordable.
$200 to $300, I'd say you can get a pretty nice one. You can get like the cheap ones. When we used it for deer jerky forever, that are like $50 at Walmart. Mm-hmm. They break about every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do it more than 4 years, just get a nice one.
There you go.
With a good door and like, because the chintzy ones are like the stacked ones.
Yeah. Actually, I saw, remember that TV show Good Eats?
Kind of.
Alton Brown. It was Alton Brown, his cooking show. He basically had a cooking show where he showed the science behind the food, or, you know, when you're making mm-hmm. your stuff. And he built his own dehydrator, making a beef jerky out of furnace filters. You know, like the big, like mm-hmm. you can buy it wherever, hardware store, Walmart, and a box fan. He just bungee strapped furnace filters to a box fan, laid the like five layers of furnace filters, laid the jerky in between all of them, stuck it to a box fan and blew it out his window and just left it there for a couple days.
I mean, that's what like Iceland and Greenland and stuff like that, they do a lot of open air drying.
Drying, yeah. And that's what he did, and simple. Because you don't need heat to dehydrate.
No. Like our dehydrator does get up to, like you can set it up to 200 degrees.
Right, you can.
But it has a nice heat little helps. Guide on the top to tell you like, the yogurt, when we were doing the yogurt for the kids, it's like 105 degrees.
Yeah. Low and slow.
Yeah. I mean, it takes 2 days, but.
But still, I mean, you're preserving food.
Mm-hmm. A liquid, actually.
There you go. Yeah.
You're turning a liquid into a preservable solid.
Mm-hmm. That's just the way you said that. Into a preservable solid. Like, it's, I don't know. That's
Daniel
funny.
Likes his words.
He does.
Let's talk about some basic supplies you'll need at home.
Okay.
Canning jars, lids, and screw bands. Only use clean jars without cracks or nicks in them. It's recommended to use a tried and true brand. The two really famous ones are Mason, Ball, and Kerr. K-E-R-R.
Yep.
I just seen that one.
Kerr.
Kerr? Yep. Kerr? Okay. I just seen that one for the first time the other day when I was buying jars.
Kerr?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I went to Walmart because as far as, and I know you shouldn't go to Walmart for a lot of things. As far as I have found, Walmart has the cheapest jars, and they're all the same case.
Right, yeah.
Because our little local grocery store that sells jars, they're like $6 or $7 more a case.
Dang. Yeah, that adds up fast.
I mean, I was buying five cases.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd have been $30.
Right,
it's
right
30
there.
Bucks different.
Extra, just for nothing.
I could have bought two more cases.
Absolutely.
For the difference
yeah.
in price. Because they're like $12.
And we're not here to say like, Walmart at its core, everything about it is evil.
No, it's just, you know, it is killing a lot of local businesses, but
absolutely that.
You also got to be smarter with your money too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think they have their place and purpose, you know, like I said at the top, you know, you stop buying the, you know, the horrible things that are inside there, like highly processed food and poison, basically, that's all in their food aisle. If you stop buying those products and buy the ones that are actually, you know, they might be a little more expensive, but more healthy for you. Walmart's going to eventually stop carrying the stuff that people aren't buying anymore. So at the end of the day,
they'll do it quick.
At the end of the day, it just comes down to us, you know, what we purchase. It's our purchasing power which can control the market and what products are on the market. So keep that in mind.
Walmart is very quick to adapt to customer demand.
Absolutely. They want you there. They want your money. I mean, so spend your money how you want it, like how based on your values. And I think, you know, if you're a listener of this show, hopefully we instill that value in you of do not buy processed food no more. We shall move past this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's weird. You mentioned a cookie factory.
Uh-huh.
It's shutting down.
Just now?
Like, I just got the alert. My friend tagged me in it.
Wow. So I think they call that a synchronicity. The power of Daniel and Wilbur in the shack.
There's going to be a lot of people without jobs.
Now that part's awful.
Because that employed a big chunk of that community.
Really?
I think 1,200 or 1,300 employees. Factory's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on to positive things. So the first thing you need is canning jars, lids, and screw bands. When you buy like a case of Bell jars or a case of Mason jars, they almost always come with their all three of those things attached. If you need more bands, you can buy more bands. But you can buy the lids in like bulk.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have to keep replacing.
Right, yeah.
Some people, and this is me talking, not the article, some people use their lids two or three times and they'll re-wax them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should personally, unless you need to.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a block of the canning wax in there. I've never used it.
Yeah.
Just for emergencies and stuff like that. Because I know people that'll do this with water. Like if you know there's going to be like a power outage, right? And you're worried about getting fresh water. Instead of filling up your bathtub or filling up your sink and stuff like that. People go through, take all their jars they're not using. And they'll fill them with water and they'll sterilize them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to do that two or three times or whatever. Or right. You have to do it with snow. Because I've seen people do that where they'll go out and get the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, try to boil them over a fire to can them. So,
right.
I don't know. I don't think you should do it. I don't think it's wise unless you need to, because I think you run more risk.
Absolutely, you run more risk, but it could be a skill.
But if you need to, if you learn how to
do it properly and you're effective at it.
You just put more wax on it. I mean.
Right, yeah.
And you just pray it seals.
Mm-hmm. Basically. Don't they have like wax though? Like wax paper, you can replace the seal like just with wax paper.
There's a couple different
like a
things.
Type.
There's a couple different things.
Where you can lay it down like a membrane and then put your lid on top and then boil or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
There's a couple different products.
Yeah. There's all these options to keep in mind.
A water bath canner or pressure canner. For water bath canner, it isn't necessary to purchase anything special as long as you have a pot with a lid and a wire rack that sits on the bottom. Why you put the wire rack in is because you don't want them in there bouncing down or like bouncing around into each other onto the bottom.
Right.
Large enough to fill immense jars by 2 inches of water. So that's the thing. Is you need to be able to put your jars in and have 2 inches of water on top of them.
Above the jars.
Above the jars.
Mm-hmm.
For pressure canning, only use a pressure canner made specifically for canning and not a pressure cooker. Now, like I said, as long as they have, there are pressure cookers now that have the canning features. So just make sure, you know.
I think for people, just as long as it reaches that second knuckle, that should be deep enough on your finger.
For what?
The 2 inches.
On the water bath.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A little trick.
A jar lifter. The tongs. I used to not have the tongs.
Uh-huh.
They're like $8. Buy them.
Very, very helpful.
A ladle and a funnel. Buy a canning funnel. That's like $3.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went to buy kits. Every time I went to buy kits, it was like everybody else at the same time. Like, it's time to start canning.
What are you talking about?
Because all the kits would be sold out, so I had to find...
Oh, I understand.
I had to find the little things separately.
Yes, okay, I understand.
So some safety things. The biggest concern is botulism poisoning. Botulism is an illness caused by the botulinum toxins produced by the bacteria we mentioned earlier. These bacteria occur naturally in the soil and don't Don't usually present a threat to people. However, they're very hardy type of bacteria, and they thrive in low acidity, low oxygen environments. This is created when foods in canning improperly, the bacteria grow, produce their deadly toxins, botulin, making the food unfit for consumption. It's critical that the environment inside the can is good for inhospitable to the bacteria. Using high heat, low acidity foods, and by high acidity foods, are inactive in any toxins present. If you're planning to pressure can, you can also suggest you have your pressure canner checked. Call your country or county extension office, as they may check pressure canners for a very small fee or free.
Wow.
To make sure they're still up to snuff.
That's nice.
There's snuff. That's pretty much it. But no, so why do you think it's important to know how to preserve food in many different ways?
Are you asking me, or are you kind of just leading into the next?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. It's important because a lot of the food available out there in grocery stores isn't necessarily the best thing for you. And I personally think the best food for you is stuff that you know where it was grown or where it was raised, where it was sourced, and then what is being put on it in the process of it growing or being raised. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we don't need to be eating anymore, and it's not conducive to a healthy lifestyle. And a lot of that stuff we grew up on, and it was portrayed as being healthy for us or being okay to eat. And it's advertised to us every single day. It's like forced in your face, almost to the point where subconsciously you're going to just buy it and eat it. And it's most of the time it's like in high sugar, so it's addictive too. So they kind of get you in this trap where they force this addictive food upon you. And then once you're addicted to it, you keep eating it, and it leads to health complications. And then those health complications lead you to the hospital. Basically, at the end of the day, it's draining your wallet, your health, your psyche, everything. It's a big perpetual cycle that is beneficial to the folks in power and not beneficial to the average everyday human being on this earth. Because at the end of the day, we're all equal. We're all the same people. We all put pants on one leg at a time, unless you do like a front flip off the bed into it. And I mean,
been there, done that.
There are some of those people out there. Never mind. About said a name I can't say.
No.
But
oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think what we're getting at is breaking free from that cycle, breaking free from that addiction of processed foods and high sugar diets, and canning your own food. It's important to grow your own at the core of it all. Just grow and raise your own food if possible. But if not possible, you know, rely on your local community, your local friends, people who can do that stuff and can provide that for you. And then we all know fresh food don't last real long because why?
It shouldn't.
Right. Because it's not loaded with preservatives.
Tell you what, if you got a head of lettuce from any big box store and you can sit it in the refrigerator for a week and a half and it's not rotting,
mm-hmm.
It's not good.
And refrigerators are a great thing too to push.
They slow.
Yeah, to push fresh fruit just a little bit longer than what it should, you know, what it normally would just sitting out, obviously. But like you said, yeah, it shouldn't last that long. But why does it? Probably because it got sprayed with a crap load of chemicals to make it be that way.
I have a comment. I have two comments, technically. First one is I want to make it very clear. That was a very short, quick reading. If you are going to start canning, go watch YouTube videos, read stuff online. Like, there's so much resources out there for canning. There are so many good groups. Personally, I met several members of Facebook canning groups, and I've failed. I do my own homemade baby food, so you got to be really careful with that because, mm-hmm. you know, if we get botulism toxin in that, it could be very deadly. But you learn, they'll teach you how to tell a good jar from a bad jar. You can just tell from looking at it a lot of time. But once you know what you're looking for, you're like, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so join those groups and get people that are really knowledgeable in it. And then, like, YouTube is an amazing thing. It's, you know, it's bad and good.
Right. Like everything anything. Everything's a double-edged sword.
But you can change a car tire, and you can change a wheel bearing, and you can learn how to can from, you know, videos where I learned how to glass eggs from this Alaskan family. I've actually, mm-hmm. we've used a lot of their videos for, you waving at me?
No, no.
Oh. A lot of their videos for these episodes. Glassing eggs are very unique. I haven't tried it yet, but that's the one thing I want to do.
I've learned about it, but I've never tried it either. It looks interesting.
Covering them in butter or lard.
Yeah. And then just...
So seeing them using the egg's natural property, and they...
Yeah.
They've had success pushing them up to 2 years.
Which is awesome. Ain't that nuts?
And, yeah, but eggs and in the refrigerators can go up to 8 months.
Uh-huh.
So if you keep eggs cold, chicken and duck eggs are pretty amazing things because they're alive, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. Even if they're not fertile, they technically are alive.
Mm-hmm. Ain't it crazy, though, like... How you can preserve something with just natural
butter,
or
bacteria,
or let's spray it down.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Or a coating, like a peel. A peel, right?
That's the stuff at Walmart, isn't it?
So that's the, I think it's in Walmart now, but it's the stuff that Bill Gates invented. I'm not saying, hey, personally admit it, because he's not smart enough to actually invent anything. He's a college dropout, just like Wilbur. So we're on the same playing level. We're on the same level of authenticity. Oh, you were saying that this weekend.
You wanted to make sure you yes. brought that up.
So I'm just as credible as Bill Gates when it comes to anything. So you think they'd bring me out on TV and tell you how good everything is? No. So why would they do it with Bill Gates? And why would people actually listen to him? College dropout. He is a college dropout. Not that it's a bad thing or anything, but the way he portrays himself and the position of power and the amount of leverage he has on the world is ridiculous because he's a college dropout who hasn't done anything on his own. He's never actually done anything on his own. Everything's been handed to him. Look into his dad's family. Like, just look into his family history. Bill Gates has had everything handed to him, even his mosquito body and his B-cup tits. He's handed themselves to him.
So, like Walmart, for example, you know, everybody thinks they're spraying the vegetables and fruit with water.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't know. It just right. looks like water. Yeah. And everybody gets an auto and it feels like water.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It is a mixture of chlorine, water, and veggie wash mix.
What's that, you say?
Many different chemicals, and two of them are pesticides.
Wow. Thank you, Walmart. Thank you for keeping us safe and protected, for spraying that stuff on them, because, you know, dust could get on them and they'd look unappealing. Or a fly could touch them. And, you know, that could just be horrible. Let's spray it with a bunch of chemicals. That's better. Thank you, science. Thank you.
The science.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, the science. Thank you. You're not allowed to question the science. You are allowed to question science. Actually, it's encouraged to question science and challenge it. Everything should be. The truth welcomes the truth welcomes being questioned and being challenged. Lies hate it. Lies do not like that because they'll be exposed. And it's the same thing with science and the science. So if anyone ever says they are the science, maybe you should question what that person's saying and advocating. There's just a good, just a little food for thought, you know, a little nugget for life just to think about. The science. Remember that.
I'm going to look up something. You keep talking for a second.
Okay. But that's horrible. I didn't know that that's what that was, spraying on the food. I hope it's not the same with a Kroger, because Kroger even plays thunderstorm sounds when they spray their
veggies. I'm going to guarantee it's pretty much even like our little store here probably does the same thing.
We should ask them.
Because you can see it on top. There's a bottle that hooks up to the spraying system.
Mm-hmm.
Like a jug of chemical.
We should ask them what that is and see if we can advocate changing that and... At least locally. I mean, there's only one way to change it, and that's us, like the people. Let's start local. Get this stuff out of our food. Our food supply chain is just corrupted and horrible and killing us, like slowly, or making us sick. So we have to be on pharmaceutical medicine. It's all just a big trap. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just a big trap. But it's portrayed as being healthy. I still remember growing up in elementary school and them showing us that food pyramid and what we need. And now that we know what more that what we know after researching this stuff, I can't believe they showed that to us or taught that to us. It's horrible. Yeah, all this cereal is good for you. You should eat actually mostly cereal as your biggest meals of the day. It's basically what they advocated for us in elementary school.
You shouldn't eat breakfast.
Wait, what do you mean? Like in general?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So there's a lot of biology evidence suggests that the human body metabolizes foods differently throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, especially like sugar, like I don't think you should eat much of anything. Maybe a piece of fruit, but it looks
egg,
huh?
Egg, raw eggs.
I'm trying to remember the things I was reading. It shows there's some evidence says it slows down mental
cognitive ability.
Yes. Because your body is like doing different things during the day. It puts a lot of that food straight to fat. There's a lot of evidence to point that you shouldn't eat. The first thing you do in the morning shouldn't be to shower and to eat.
And it also shouldn't be drinking cold water.
No, it's bad for your core.
Yes.
Room temperature water is about the best for you.
It's better for you.
They say if you can push breakfast back to like 10 or 11 o'clock,
okay,
it's much, much better for you.
Oh, cool. I kind of already am on that schedule.
Yeah, nice. I don't eat breakfast. And like,
sometimes.
Unless we're doing something.
Right, and you need food because you're not going to eat the rest of the day.
Like if we're up at like 4 or something.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
You can eat breakfast at 6. It's fine. Yeah, I'm all for it. I like breakfast.
If I looked up. I wanted to see what Bill Gates thinks about canning food.
Oh, I'm sure he thinks it's the most horrible idea ever.
Here's what he has to say.
All right, let's hear it.
The people that think canning food is safe are ignorant. It will kill them.
Are you kidding or are you making that up?
I'm kidding.
Okay, I thought so.
I couldn't find anything.
Probably not, because he knows better.
The AI overview won't do it either.
He knows better.
I thought it was funny is the AI overview, which is the dumbest thing. We'll do an episode on the AI overview.
Yes.
Because there's people in the tech industry that hate it as well, which I find interesting.
Because
It's 90% wrong.
Absolutely.
I'll do animal little facts and just see what it says, and they'll be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it says there isn't much information about Bill Gates' thoughts on canning food. But here are some of his related information on Bill Gates and food.
Oh, here we go. Let's see what this has to say.
Gates says his favorite food is cheeseburgers, but wishes they weren't because of the environmental impact. He also said it's difficult to find alternatives that satisfy the craving of traditional meat.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's lying because I think his favorite food is soy. So I'm just going to say that's a lie just to be anti-cow and farm. Because I don't think that man can even chew on like actual meat anymore. I don't think his body's capable of doing it. I don't think his jaw is even strong enough to chew up meat. He has to eat like a soybean, tofu, soft stuff like mashed potatoes. Because I think his body's mostly just lipids and mesenteries and just loose connective tissue that's just barely hanging on. That's just mostly what Bill Gates is.
Oh, Bill Gates won the Hunger Award.
He won what?
The Hunger Award.
For starving probably children in Africa and India?
Mm-hmm.
Or injecting them with chemicals and killing most of them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that winning a Hunger Award?
Yeah.
Okay, man, it's up then. It tracks.
Just keep talking. I'm just going to keep
looking. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's just a disgusting human. That I remember growing up being an elementary schooler, teachers like, you need to be nice to nerds because you're going to have a boss one, just like Bill Gates. Where did that ever come from? That was probably, you ever hear that growing up? Be nice to nerds, and one will be your boss, like Bill Gates.
As a nerd growing up, we still heard it. I'm a firm believer there's about 5% of teachers that really care and try to do, like, help kids.
Agreed.
About 5%, and that's from a lot of personal experiences with not being able to read or write.
Mm-hmm.
And how many teachers absolutely could not give a left toe about anything with a kid.
Nope, just got to get to that lesson plan and get to the next day. Get to the lesson plan, get to the next day.
And I said it to one of our math teachers in front of the class. Those who cannot do teach, and that explains a lot.
Hmm.
And he was not very happy when I said that.
Hmm.
Because he wasn't teaching us anything.
I know who you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah, bald.
I know who you're talking about. I like him as a person, though.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, we have different experiences. If we're talking about the same person.
We may not be.
I grew up with him, kind of, so he's not that bad. But I understand.
He's a horrible teacher. He cared not for kids.
I was going to say, teaching is definitely not his focus. He should not have been a teacher. I will say that. But continuing on.
No, just that.
Oh, okay. But why is canning important? Where canning is there to preserve food without preservatives. There's so much preservatives in our food now that is just horrible for the human body. There's so many things it throws off, and it throws off. You are what you eat. If you heard that saying, you are what you eat. Eat good, healthy food that you know where it came from. Government denies, take long nights, you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. God created this land for us to eat healthy food, not for Bill Gates to be there and tell you what's good for you. That's not what this is all about. God created this place for us to thrive and learn and live and love, and not for people like Bill Gates to control it and shove chemicals down your throat and inject them into your arms. The truth is found, living free from that control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quill. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Bigfoot are creatures made by God. They exist, and they both have knowledge of this realm. There are good Bigfoot that stick to the physical, natural way of life, and there are bad Bigfoot who are influenced by negative energy. They can both use magic, but the good Bigfoot only use it when necessary and for good, and the negative Bigfoot use it all the time. They both exist to remind us at our cores what our purpose on Earth is for.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.